Hi, Sally Spillane.
Hi, Jill Goodman.
Daily Planets, Wednesday, the 4th of August. The sun is in Leo, ruled by the sun, and the planets are...
curiouser and curiouser.
Oh, I understand that. Okay, they are...
assorted lunars.
And?
These planets believe that the next week or so is a real window to beat the bushes or shake the tree in the interest of some real live structural reconfiguration. By the way, this pertains particularly to matters, affairs, arrangements, etc., under discussion in early July, which may have consumed a fair bit of mental, physical, or verbal energy. All of that persuading and painstaking explanation at that time. Moreover, despite any provocation, which wouldn't be remarkable in this climate, exercise supreme detachment and consider potential consequences, unintended and otherwise, of your moves or options before making or selecting them. These measures, plus actively avoiding vexing discussions that could cause you to seriously wonder whether the inmates have taken over, should see you through the next few days. Finally, ixnay on attempting to force a resolution because you can't bear the ambivalence for one more instant, don't you understand? And must take a position now. If you cannot stop yourself in this environment, you're liable to be left with an unacceptable product, relationship, project, lease, etc., not to mention that decidedly sinking feeling in the pit of your stomach.
Okay, signs particularly affected by these assorted lunars.
Leo, Virgo, Cancer.
And if one's birthday, 4th of August.
When dealing with assorted creative, financial, romantic, professional, or charitable ventures this year, be aware... much as you might want to swan into the area and briskly announce, this is the way we'll be doing it, thanks for your input, we won't be factoring it in. Frankly, all involved will be more productive and participatory if you appear to be aware and appreciative of their existence.
Uh-huh. Tomorrow, Daily Planets.